So this is the ninth and final session of Taher Libeinu. We've actually, you know, overtaken the Shovavim plus, but I wanted to finish off with a vision, a kind of a mission statement, an understanding in depth as to this topic from a more broad perspective. To summarize, we started off by saying that this topic is important to speak about in an open way. We then went forward and said that a person must ensure they don't get into this challenge to begin with. That's always the primary goal one must have, and not to get themselves in a situation which is difficult to get out of. We then moved on to very grounded and tangible tools of how to stay strong when one is in the battle and refuse to budge and have an anchor to hold strong. We then had two sessions on how one should view themselves, their self-esteem, their identity after failing. Looking back, that doesn't mean that I'm tainted, but rather that I can move forward in a holy way and still retain a holy vision, a pure vision of myself. And then last session we had on the halacha lemaisa. Now I want to think big. We've spoken about details. We saw the topic of sin in kind of its own context, and it's challenging us. But I want to think really big, because this topic is one which generally when a boy comes to a friend or a rebbe in high school and he says, like, I'm struggling with this issue, the response is, yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, it's a really big topic. And, you know, when you're married, it'll be okay. But he's thinking, well, just do your, you know, the rebbe just says, like, just do your best. But this is not a normal topic. This topic is almost so overwhelming that it can't be that it's just like another thing you have to struggle with. The people who are struggling with this in a big way, it's everything they're always thinking about. And even when they're trying to focus on more holy things, it's always the back of the mind of like, but I'm still struggling with this topic. And am I good? Am I not good? Am I tainted? And am I fixed? And am I ruined? And this topic is too overwhelming that it's just like another small thing. There are some Yetzer Horrors which are like, you could say like doable and containable, and we can work on them. Let's say, for example, the topic of giving. Something which I'm sure everyone needs to work on, but it's in control. And it's in control. Like, everyone knows when they're out of control, and everyone knows when they can put it in control, and everyone can see how they're processing and how they're progressing. But this topic is out of control. It seems too overwhelming. And sometimes it seems like no matter how much we try and work on it, it's too much for us. And we're being attacked from every direction, and it's so overwhelming. It must be that it's not another small topic. It must be that this is a crucial topic which has cosmic effects. Because it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us such a big challenge and it's just kind of, just try and work on it. Yeah, don't worry, it'll be okay. It can't be. It's too big, it's too powerful, it's too overwhelming. We're in a struggle now which I want to present on two different levels. On a personal level and then on a national level. And when we see it on the national level, it will be extremely encouraging for us to have a perspective that what's happening actually here is something much greater than us. Now, that vision of recognizing something much greater than us is going to be similar to when a person fights in an army. If they think it's their own personal struggle, then they have a certain amount of willpower they're able to fight. But if a person recognizes, I'm representing my country, I'm speaking in the name of my nation, then they have a much elevated viewpoint, an elevated vision. It's not just about me, it's about something much bigger. So we're going to now speak about this struggle on two levels. One on a personal level, and how a tool or a mindset to overcome this topic on a... We're not going to learn a new skill today in the same way we have in the past. It's going to be about a vision of what this is, a mindset of what this is. So I'm going to start off on a personal level, I mean on an individual level. There's a brisa in Vayikra Rabbah that says, Amar Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, mipnei ma nismecha parashat arayot leparashat kadoshim. Lelamdecha shekol makom shata motze bo geder erva, ata motze kedusha. Everywhere in the Torah where you see the topic of erva, a potential erva happening, then there's also a potential for kedusha there. To Amar, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, Kol mishu gadur atzmo min ha'erva nikra kadosh. It seems to be that when you're able to move away from erva, you're entering the world of kedusha. So it's almost like saying, when Hashem sends you a challenge in this area, He's sending you an opportunity to grow. It's almost like you have the Memtet Shari Tuma and the Memtet Shari Kedusha. The only way you could grow is if you have the chance to fall. The only way you can rise up a step on the ladder is if you take your foot off the rung you're on now. Ah, but if your foot's off the rung, you're a bit unstable for a moment. That's the only way you can grow up a level. Rabbeinu Yonah also says it very clearly. Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Machshevet HaTorah lo tikon neged einav ba'od libo pone el aisha ve'el sichata ki shtei machshavot she'ein alev sovaltan ke'echad. The mind can only contain one thought at a time. There's two paths in front of you and you have to choose. A person cannot simultaneously live in both worlds. As you move away from the thoughts of the woman, you're able to enter the world of Torah. And here we have a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a choice. A choice of failing, a choice of succeeding, but only because we're given the choice of failing are we able to succeed. Only because there's a chance of falling and we're able to overcome, we're able to grow. We have a deep belief, which we learned about on the two sessions ago, of Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Bachem, that Hashem has an inherent deep love for us. Everything that He does is for our benefit, to give us the opportunity to grow. And therefore there's a divine gift that Hashem is giving us in the challenge of Gilui Arayos. Just like a bodybuilder takes weights and is looking for the strain, because only when there's the strain is there gain, no pain, no gain. The only way they're going to build is when it's painful. That's only when they're struggling are they going to reach any heights. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us opportunities. Only when there's a struggle in a particular area are we, and this is all on an individual level, not talking on a national level yet, are we on an individual level, only when there's Erva, is there Kedusha, only when you're able to move away from the thoughts of a woman are you able to connect to Torah, only when you're doing the bodybuilding and you realize that it's getting more challenging, the tumor is greater, then you realize that your Kedusha opportunities are succeeding. So if it's more difficult, then the growth potential you could have is much greater. So there's two ways we can look at this. And the basic way is, every time you feel a challenge, even if you failed, but then you know it's another, the way we view a challenge, the way we view a failure is, what can I learn from that to be stronger the next time? That's how we view the challenge. It's not a failure, it's an opportunity for growth. It's, I failed there, so I can learn from that experience how to be more careful the next time, and Hashem is giving me the path for higher levels of Kedusha by me moving away from the inappropriate areas. So, on the one side, that's on an individual level. We view it as a gift from Hashem to have a challenge and to be able to enter a world of Kedusha. Now, I want to take this idea a step higher. We're now going to talk about it on a national level. I'm going to start with the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and then bring it down to our time. The Oroch Chaim HaKadosh, Shmos Gimel Ches, writes, Am Yisrael had reached Memtes Shari Tum. He says, if they would have gone to the Nun, they would have been lost forever. But because we didn't get to the Nun on the negative, we also couldn't get to the Nun on the positive. Because only how far you fall, that's how high you can grow. The deeper you dig the foundation of a building, the higher of a building you're able to eventually build. And then he says this amazing line at the end. It says, Huftachnu ki la'atid lavo. We have a guarantee that in the future, Yashpia banu kel elyon, Torat chaim shebeshara chamishim. If we work on the Kedusha to get to the 49th level that we're able to get to, we have a guarantee that Hashem will give us the gift of the 50th level. V'hasagatohu be'emtzot hagaluyot. And the only way we're able to get there is through the challenge that we go through the exile. Over frat galut ha'acharon, anu masigim adava. Gilui Arayos is the main challenge that Hashem gives us on a national level for us to be able to, through overcoming it, bring the Geulah. What we're experiencing in our generation is something which no generation has ever experienced. There is an international attempt to make impure the Jewish people, but the world as a whole. It's a multi-billion dollar industry to metame the youth. Everyone, but especially the youth who are the most prone to it. in any way possible to put negative, inappropriate thoughts into the mind. Even when Karen Biavina was doing Zoom, when Zoom first started, they were bombed by inappropriate videos of the most impure. Where did that come from? The Sefer HaTanya writes that you know when you're about to enter the deepest level of Kedusha because all the forces of Tumah gather around it. And a beautiful mashal, which I've mentioned before, I'll mention it again, is there's a game called Catch the Flag, which you have to catch the flag, innovative name. And you don't know where the flag is. So how do you know when you're getting close to the flag of the other team? Because you're like walking along, running along. Suddenly, as you get close to this invisible base, you're being shot at and you're being shouted at and everyone's throwing things at you. What's going on? Why is everyone getting all angry and upset with me now? I must have reached a very sensitive place. I must have reached the home base of the enemy. And the enemy knows that. And therefore, they're taking out all of their weapons to hold me back from getting there. When you know, when you see that all the kochos of Tumah, not talking about on an individual level now, talking about on a national level, when you see that all the kochos of Tumah are on the area of Arias, and in every level, on every attempt, it's being forced in your face, on a national level, we're trying to be made impure, then you know that you've hit the home base. You found the flag. It's the entry point of the Geulah. And it looks to us like it's the opposite. And that's what the Yetzer Hara is trying to do. Don't go there, he said. Don't go there. You want to go holy? No, impure, impure, impure. So what we're standing at now is the final step towards the Geulah. There's almost a train that's been going for generations. And our parents and our grandparents and the Achronim, I know, sorry, in this classroom, and the Rishonim, and the Rishonim, and the Amoraim and Tanaim, and the Shvatim, and the Avos, have been looking throughout all the generations towards our generation, and saying the Geula is going to come. There's going to be one final generation where it's eventually going to happen. It almost happened in Mitzrayim, which was the place of Erva. And now it's our generation when all the kochos of Tumah have been focused and centralized on us. And we are carrying the weight of all of Am Yisrael's history. The history of Am Yisrael is looking to us. Are we going to bring the Geulah? And how do we know that we're the generation of the Geulah? We have two signs. One sign is, just look around. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has begun the Kibbutz Galios. And all the nations of the world, the Jews have started to return. We see that the holy places of Yerushalayim have been semi-returned to Jewish hands. We see that in the land of Israel, we are able to keep and practice halacha the way that we wish to practice halacha, which the Jewish people have not had the ability to do in the nations of the world without being hindered in the practice of halacha since the time of Bayis Sheni. We're able to keep halacha, fulfill Jewish lives. And Dafka at that point, where we have sign number one, the Geulah is taking place, and that we are the generation that's going to bring the Geulah. And obviously, at the same time, the kochos of Tumah are going to use all of their energy and all of their force to stop it from happening. Every person sitting here, every person in our generation, we're at a crossroads, a battle. We're exactly at a breaking point of, are we going to bring the Geulah? Unlike any generation that ever existed before. And all of the generations behind us are looking towards us. We're at a point where if we choose Tumah, we're going to push off the Geulah. It's going to have to be a later generation. Our children, our grandchildren, who knows when. It will happen eventually. But just like it says by Esther, if you are put in this generation, it's because you have the opportunity to do it. And if you don't, it will still happen. But it might not be our generation. It might be a couple of generations' time. And it might be our generation, but in a very hard way. But if we were given this time with kochos of Tumah overwhelming us, then on a national level, we understand that the opportunity being given to us, not only a personal level where we can grow Kodesh like I started with, but rather on a national level, this is a chance where the whole of Am Yisrael's history depends on us. And when you think to yourself that let's say there's a phone or there's a billboard or let's say there's a ones by themselves in the room at night and it's dark and they're alone in the room and you're at a point of struggle, and you think it's just me and my Yetzer Hara, that could be hard to over. But if you think of yourself as a soldier, not fighting for yourself, but Avraham Avinu is looking at you, and Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at you, and all the generations are looking at you, and saying the whole of Am Yisrael was waiting for this moment, for the generation where if you want every Nagula you can. And those who are knowledgeable anything in Kabbalah know that there's a structure of how Kabbalah works. And the final stage is Malchus, which is where Hashem is revealed. And what's the wonders before that? Is Yesod. And Yesod represents overcoming Gilui Aryos. The only way to get to Malchus is through Yesod. Meaning, we're at the final generation now of where the struggle is Yesod. Where the only way we can get to the Malchus, where Malchus Hashem will be revealed in the world, is through this battle. So we are a soldier, not representing ourselves. We're representing Am Yisrael's national mission. The entire national mission of the Am Yisrael was to get to catch that flag. Was to get to the point where all the forces of Tumah are trying to attack us because they know we're about to reach Kedusha. And that battle is being fought in our minds. How we view ourselves. How we align ourselves. I want to read you a quote from the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, this is the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, Perek Dalet. I'm going to free translate. He says, if a person would understand this principle we're about to say now, he would be trembling as he reads it. Because when you pay attention to it, it's not so important what happens externally. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, they were able to destroy the Beit HaMikdash externally, but that was all external. It's our sins that cause the Shechina that's within us to remove. The Mikdash of Hashem is the inner Mikdash that we have within our thoughts. When Nebuchadnezzar came along, he wasn't destroying anything. It was already ground. By the time he came, it was already finished. It was already over. It was our sins that caused the Hashem's presence to leave it. Be'emet lo nagu sham ma'asav klal. The actions, they didn't do anything. Am HaKodesh. Kolel v'tavnito kol hakochot va'alomot. Every Jew has within him the entire structure of Kedusha, of bringing down Hashem's presence into this world. A Jew is a parallel of the Beit HaMikdash, where the Shechina comes down within a Jew. Halev shel Adam, emtziata de gufa, keneged habayit, kodesh hakadoshim, emtza hayishu, even hashkia. So, figuratively, Nebuchadnezzar was going in and destroying the kodesh hakadoshim. That today is our thoughts, the kodesh hakadoshim, which all these negative forces are trying to come and impact. They're trying to overtake us and overwhelm us. And we're fighting that battle. Does Nebuchadnezzar have the ability to come in? Depends if the Shekhinah is there or not. If the Shekhinah is still present, Nebuchadnezzar is not able to enter. If the Shekhinah has already left, Nebuchadnezzar can enter. If a person believes that he is representing Hashem, and he is part of Hashem's world, and if a person recognizes his Kedusha and his holiness, and he's aligning himself with Hashem, the forces of Tumah cannot harm him, they cannot attack him. The person says, I'm gone, I'm lost case. The Shekhinah has already left me, there's no hope for me. Then Nebuchadnezzar can come in, into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kol Shorshei Makor HaKedusha Kamohu. Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKedoshim. There's one more point that I want to mention. This is a quote from Rav Kook. There's a book of Rav Kook which is about Talmud Torah, Orot HaTorah. And he writes the most amazing thing there, which I think is extremely relevant to anyone who's been affected by Gilui Aryos. What happens when a person starts getting negatively affected by the whole topic of Shmiras Habris and Shmiras Hanayim is they start to lose taste for learning, they lose taste for doing mitzvahs, they're even questioning, should I be frum? And often when you start hearing those questions and you trace it back, where does it come from? A failing in this area. Listen to these words. Miyut metikut niyimut haTorah. The lessening of the sweetness and the joy of Torah ba mechisaron beteva haYisraeli shel neshama. It comes when a person loses the natural sense of him being a neshama. It's a natural thing that a person feels kedusha. It's natural to us. Naturally we feel holy. Naturally we feel we want to be one with Hashem. Naturally. And when you have that natural sense of being good, that natural sense of being pure, that natural sense of being holy, then doing Torah mitzvahs is not a question, it's not a self-hate. It's just, of course, I want to learn because I'm pure. I want to do mitzvahs because I'm pure. I want to be good. I'm good. I'm good. So of course I want to do good. It's natural. That's what it's like in young children before they're tainted. And they start thinking, maybe I'm not good. Maybe I'm not pure. I've done all these averes. The natural sense of a child is wanting to be good, wanting to do good. Tzrichim etakana al yedei tshuva. Mechuvenet lechisron zeh. And therefore, when you do tshuva, you have to have this in mind. You can't do tshuva on external things. You can't do tshuva just on actions. The tshuva has to be aligning the desire to be good. Going back to that natural state. Natural state. It's not forced. It's not external. You know, when there are some laws that are made which are external laws. Do you drive on the right side or the left side? The law mishane. It doesn't matter. You have to keep the laws because if you don't, there'll be havoc. If you're going to drive on the left side on the right-hand country, it's going to cause an accident. But there's nothing internal. Like, there's nothing TVE in driving on the left or the right. It doesn't make a difference. You have to have an agreement amongst people. That's an external law. There are some laws that are internal laws. That I have to keep those laws because they're who I am. They're my essence. They're not an external structure. If I don't keep them, I don't exist. I'm not going to feel real. I'm going to be acting falsely. Being pure and holy for a Jew is an inner law. It's an internal law. It's not a law of I have to wear a yarmulke on my head. It's a law of I feel kedusha within myself because I'm holy. And if we have that, Torah is natural, mitzvahs are natural, wanting to be good is natural. It's an inner law, it's an inner natural law, it's who we are. And if we don't have that, it's not that we're lacking something external that I was supposed to say and ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, something in the morning. It's that I'm not being who I am. I'm not being true to myself. And when you come to do tshuva, it's not about doing tshuva of, oh, I have to remember to put on tefillin, and I have to remember to say this shema, and I have to... No, it's about doing tshuva of the internal, who I am. I'm pure. The kevin shnotnim et adat, etaken achisaron, miyad chozer or alyon. If someone's been tainted in the areas of shmiras abir, shmiras anayim, and they feel disconnected from Hashem, disconnected from Torah and mitzvahs, it won't help them to take on an extra mitzvah. That won't help them any. It helps them spiritually, they're an extra mitzvah. But it won't help them to fix this. The only way they can fix it is going back to that natural inner place. I'm essentially an asham. I'm essentially good. I'm essentially pure. And when they go back to that inner belief, Torah becomes sweet again. Mitzvahs become sweet again. Because the real fight is a fight of your identity. The real fight in the end is the Yetzer Hara saying, you think you're pure, you think you're bringing the Gula. No, look, you're Tameh, did this and this and this and this. But like we once quoted Yosef HaTzadik, he was at a point where he was challenged and he had desire and he still called Yosef HaTzadik because he overcame it. It doesn't make a difference that the challenge came your way. In fact, Lehefech, the challenge coming your way is a sign that God believes in you that you can overcome the challenge. And that's why he's testing you. He wouldn't test someone, there's no point in the test. If he's testing you with a test of Gilead arises because he believes you have the koach to overcome it and he believes that you can bring the Gula. He believes you can withstand that challenge. לחזור לטבע הקודש של הנשמה וחוזרת מתיקוס התורה להתחיל להיגות. And then the sweetness of Torah begins to emanate from within you again. You can return to that natural state. So all the generations, all the history of Am Yisrael depends on this. We've reached the final stage. The train is about to reach the final stop. It's about to enter the final station. You could jump off the train just there and crash on the ground and feel worthless because some inappropriate image came your way or you felt some inappropriate desire. But if you can hold on and have strength for that final station, all of Klal Yisrael will thank you. The grandparents will thank you. The others will thank you. This is the generation that we're in. So I wanted to give this vision so everyone can see themselves not just as fighting a personal struggle, although that's also valuable because you're strengthening your own spiritual muscles. But we can zoom out and recognize this is not just a case of just try harder and everything will be okay. It's like, yeah, it's one of those hard things that you go through. This is not something small. This is something cosmic. This is something all of world history depends on us in this era, on this topic. Overcoming your sword will lead to Malchus. We're in an era where the final battle is taking place. And it's a subtle battle that not everyone's aware of, and that's why we're losing. But once you become aware that there's a battle, and once you become aware of the repercussions of the battle, you're able to bring the Mashiach, you're able to bring the Gula, you're able to bring the Malchus. Having this vision in mind enables you personally in your room when you're by yourself to hold them to something very strong and very great. I'm a soldier bringing the Mashiach. I'm fighting the final battle. I overcome Yisod and Gilu Hashem will come in the world. And I align myself with that natural purity that I have, that natural innate holiness that I have. Any sense of disconnect I have is because I'm not viewing myself in a healthy way. Am I reconnecting to my Teva HaKodesh? Then I'm able to bring the world to its Kedusha. To bring the world to the Kedusha of Hashem being revealed in the world. As I return to my holy state, the world returns to its holy state of Gilui Malchus Shemayim in the world. Shalom.